running with an alligator on a golf course?
Yeah, lots. I lived in Florida for 2 years, and it's like there's that one shot. You're playing in a good game where there's money on the line, and you got to put your foot in the water and kind of chip one out or try to hit a shot, and it was just it was horrifying. The only thing you could think of, you could not think of the golf shot. All you could think of is your ankle in an alligator's mouth and gone. It was just because every day you saw a different alligator lying on the beach sunning himself on the different water holes, like the different ponds and stuff. And then when your ball went in that pond and it's right on the edge of it and you got to hit it because there's money involved, you got a partner, and you're just like, man, am I taking my shoe off here? Am I putting my foot in there to hit this shot, or is it just no way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's risky.
That's scary for me.
Kidding.
I don't know.
One man that I know would take that shot joins us now. The voice of the Maple Leafs, Joe Bowen. How are you, Joe?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
We're good.
We're good, yeah. Joe. Thank you very much for the hookup on the golf towels and the little trinkets there.
Well, you know, O-Dog,
those are awesome.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Hollop up in Sault Ste. Marie is a great friend, and he got all of my boys one of those for Christmas. And on the tag, it says, much like the famous stairwell at Notre Dame, play like a Bowen today.
Okay.
Nice.
The problem is if you play like me, you're absolutely terrible. But the other guys can play a little bit. So I'm looking for – do you need four caddies? For that event
at the National?
I think you should. I mean, you should come along.
Well, I would love. I mean, I've got five boys. You know, five of us, my four boys and I. We could be four caddies and be out there and keep an eye. We wouldn't have to get too far away from the tee block. I wouldn't imagine.
No, I just want you to be walking along with the group, and every time he shanks one, you just say, "Holy Mackinac!"
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Or something to that effect.
Yes.
Yes. Something similar, Joe.
Yeah.
Exactly. You guys have built this up bigger than the Masters, for crying out loud. I mean, what are you doing?
It might be better.
We're trying to get it going, but apparently the National, they're not allowing guests right now, so it's difficult to get Brian out there. So
what you're saying is someone from that club has actually been listening.
Well, yeah, they're probably like, we don't want this nonsense kicking around our club here.
Yeah, we're
maybe it's just Hayes. You're right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh man,
love it.
It sounds like you'll be calling a hockey game in the near future, which I know is a novel concept.
Well, we're sure hoping so. I mean, all of the information that we're getting, I'm getting listening to you guys and everybody else. As to far as when the teams are going to come back and when they're going to start playing and everything else. Now, if it's going to be in a hub city, is the hub city broadcasters going to do things? Are they going to allow broadcasters from other cities to come in and do their games back to their communities? We're further down the list of things that have to be solidified before all of this gets going, but we're really hoping that at least it can get going and get something getting back and something positive. We really do need that for sure.
Bones, what's your comfort level if you were asked to go and call a game, whether it was at one of these hub cities? You know, are you just like all in, no problem, not worried? Or is there a layer of you that kind of has a little bit of apprehension? Like, where are you at if you get the call and say, okay, we need, you know, you and Ralphie to be on site to call these games?
Noodles, I don't think there's any question. We're anxious to get started and get going. I think that the precautions that they would be taking for the players would be certainly administered to anybody else who's going to be a part of this, whether it's TV or radio. So I think that we would be very comfortable doing it from wherever it is. If I had a choice and I'm doing radio, I'd rather it not be Edmonton, because we do the games from somewhere about 150 miles north of Edmonton in that building. It's a far away from the ice. The game's a rumor, but we would do it anyway. I mean, I think everybody wants sports to come back at some level. And if we can be a small part of it, then we would certainly enjoy it.
What if they sit off a monitor, Joe, like in Toronto or not on site? That kind of would be a buzzkill, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, you know what, O-Dog, it's different times and it's difficult times. And If we had to do that, fine. I think other sports lend itself to doing it off of a monitor. I mean, I think you could do baseball. I think you could do football. You could certainly do tennis. You could do a lot of things. Hockey is more difficult because it's not so much who has it now. It's where it's going next. And you need to have a larger field of a field of view to see where it might be going next. I mean, it's just a simple fact. At the end of the game, you're not going to see the goaltender coming out of the net mm-hmm. until maybe it's too late or things of this nature. It's more difficult, but you know what? Under the circumstances, I do it from my basement with a 72-inch screen and the bar just being 12 feet away.
Well, that's a pretty good setup.
Sometimes you have to make some sort of
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Joined by the voice of the Maple Leafs here on TSN 1050. We have so many questions. One of them is what does hockey look like this summer with such a long pause in the season? We do know that the Maple Leafs will be facing the Columbus Blue Jackets, sort of if and when this happens. What do you expect from a series like that?
You know what's interesting is that they played the Columbus Blue Jackets twice in the first month of the season. They were supposed to play Columbus, but the game wasn't played. So they haven't seen each other for almost three quarters of a year, which would be interesting. A John Tortorella coach team is going to be a difficult team. And I think he's done a marvelous job, and he's one of my picks as far as coach of the year. They got decimated in free agency. Corpusalo and Mesklins came on and played very well in goal. Elvis was a big hit, and so was Corpusalo. And that made them a better team at times and certainly got them into a position to be, you know, playoff bound. They lost the biggest scorer that they had, but Pierre-Luc Dubois had a great season, Werenski. And I mean, I'm a huge Foligno fan from the whole family, so Nicky Foligno is one of my favorites. And they'll be a very difficult team to play against, and that's for sure.
Bones, you know, you just talked about it, you know, Columbus being a very difficult team to play against. But, you know, when you're looking at this Leaf team and being around it, would you say that this... I guess this pandemic, this pause, this awful, you know, situation, would it be beneficial just based on how the season went for this Leaf team to almost have like an off season and kind of a reset to go right at it and you know, a tale of two seasons? Because you were around this team. You know, there was inconsistencies. There were so many different storylines. There were some great nights, but then there were some nights where I'm sure you're on the call and you're watching David Ayers in net, and you're like, what the hell's going on down there, right? Like, so do you think that this break would be advantageous for this young Leaf team to kind of just wash that season away and go at it almost at a new season?
You know what, Noodles? I said that this season was like a toilet seat at a Stag and Doe. It was up one day and down the next. And it was a difficult season to watch. And now you're asking, what is it going to be like after all of this where no team and no player has ever gone through? And I don't think anybody has an answer. Mm-hmm. Is it more beneficial for an older team to have that time off and to be able to recoup and know what's going on? Is it more beneficial for a younger team like the Leafs, who are probably going to be able to get into shape quicker? It's hard to say. And it will be a very interesting part of the story and the analogy as we go forward to see how this has affected different teams. The Boston Bruins are going to be a team that has a veteran, older group. Are they going to be able to kind of get it geared up again the way they had during the season? Are the Leafs going to be able to just kind of throw the switch back on and play the kind of hockey that they had on a number of nights? That's very difficult to say. And that's going to be part of the very interesting part of watching this, how different teams, how different organizations approach it. Off the ice and both on the ice, how coaches decide to change things, how they think that it'll be affected. There are going to be an awful lot of sidebar stories to this, not only just the games themselves.
And one of the real interesting things about it, Joe, is you know, for the first time really ever, every team's going to be healthy. And that benefits everyone, including the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, it's like starting the Stanley Cup playoffs October the 1st of a normal season. And you're right. There aren't going to be excuses, right? Now, having said that, will the injuries pile up because of this in the early going of a season that is starting this late and into the summer months? So, yeah, you're right. If there aren't any excuses, you have your full roster and even maybe some players that you're bringing up from junior that can augment it. So you've got all hands on deck, and everybody's ready to go and should be at 100%.
Bonesy, have you checked in on your partner, Ralphie? What's the Ralphie update?
Mm-hmm. Well, now we've played golf a couple of times, O-Dog, and we're keeping our heads above water, and he seems to be doing okay. I mean, you talk about, you know, people that are affected by the COVID and everything. Jimmy does such a marvelous job and is one of the great after-dinner speakers and MCs of golf tournaments throughout the course of the summer, and unfortunately, all of those are being canceled, and he's getting hit hard in the pocketbook because of that. So we're both looking forward to seeing if we can get back into the booth and do some hockey, that's for sure.
Good stuff.
Well, we look forward to hearing your call. Before I let you go, Jordan Love, you a believer?
Well, I think we all scratched our heads when the Packers picked
them. They didn't consult you? You're an owner of the Packers.
I'm a little ways down the list.
Okay.
I'm at the B's, so I think they phoned all of the A's on the list to get that. But now I understand you guys are looking for a CFL broadcaster, and I've got Sean Bowen, who's been doing an awful lot of work with the Argos. I think he'd be a great one.
Okay,
yeah. There you go.
I know somebody else that can probably cover some Leaf games, too.
Only if you do the color, O-Dog.
No way. No way, buddy. That's Noodle's job, not mine.
Oh, that would be entertaining. Oh, that would be entertaining.
Yes,
actually, we put Ralphie in the booth with us. We'd probably get to do about a period before they drag us out of the booth and throw us out.
Yeah, the three-man booth. You'd last you right for 28 minutes.
Oh. Joe, we've missed your voice. It's great having you on the show.
Thank you, guys. We are watching you. You provide the cocktail hour with some interesting talk and some hilarity. So we're enjoying you guys as well. All the best to you.
Well, enjoy those beverages.
We got it going.
There's the voice of the Maple Leafs here on TSN 1050, Joe Bowen, who is, like all of us, eagerly awaiting the resumption of the season and the Maple Leafs playing the Columbus Blue Jackets in the playoffs.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. I think it's going to be probably one of the best series out there. You know, I mean, Calgary and Winnipeg is going to be a war. Like, looking at all of them, I was looking last night. Again, it's like there's no slam dunk.
No.
Like, there legitimately is no slam dunk, and it's a coin flip, and you have no idea who's going to be good, who's not going to be good, who's going to have a slow start, you know, who in training camp, you know there's going to be injuries, too. And if they've got a couple exhibition games before, you know there's going to be, you know, maybe somebody that tweaks something or does something. And then let's throw in all on top of all of that, maybe somebody tests positive for COVID. And they pull him out of the roster and keep their
and you
the,
lose
the team
him,
going.
Him
exactly.
For 2 weeks.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have no idea. You know, there's so many what ifs. That's why I'm very excited about it. It's just unfortunate it's so far away.
It'll create great stories.
Yep.
And because it is far away, it is kind of tough to analyze. Like, even when we're doing it with Al's brother.
Yeah.
You know, a few of the series, like, yeah, I really haven't, you know, focused on, he brought up the Rangers in Carolina. When he said the Rangers, I had to look up who they're playing, right? So
yeah.
we'll get into it as the weeks progress.